This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of these players, they can't wait to get the hell out of here, right? They lose a playoff game, and they're gone. Like, they're going to a beach. They're going to their families. They're not to be seen again until everybody's got a report for workouts in April. So that's like the inclination is to hit eject, especially after a game and a play like that. You know, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott were blunt. They wanted him to strengthen up, and he didn't want to waste any time. Pretty much the entire offseason, Dalton Kincaid is here in Western New York. It's just him and his golden doodle. He's at One Mills Drive, and he's lifting weights.
Tyler Dunn, yesterday with Mike Schoep.
That's good to hear.
I mean, sometimes a play haunts you.
Yeah.
And a dropped pass will do that. But ready? Just like with Tyler Bass. There just might be a play that needs to happen this season where we get Dalton Kincaid his groove back.
Here's the thing. I look back on that play. Sorry.
Not even groove back. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Make Dalton Kincaid a household name.
Right. And I think he's been waiting to step into that. We've been waiting for him to step into that because it's been a weird dynamic. And the tight end room is what I'm actually a little interested to see how this plays out. Dawson Knox gets a lot of hate from Bills fans, right? Mm-hmm. When healthy, he's more than serviceable. That contract he has, though, is top tight end contract.
And that is the thing.
And you want Kincaid to overstep him, technically, right?
Yes.
Like, you want him to be the receiving tight end. But how do you justify having a tight end with that contract not be tight end one in your roster? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's weird roster chess you have to play with the two of them to justify Knox's money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Kincaid, though, I think when last season he was injury riddled, like he had a lot of stuff going on. I think he's been due to kind of break out. And Dorsey really tried, okay? Not to mention his name, but Dorsey really tried the two tight end sets, right? Everything was just too complicated. Joe Brady, the tight end position in general, I feel like hasn't been as utilized. You know what I'm do you agree with that?
I
feel
do.
Like I haven't seen the tight ends get into action as much as you were even with Dorsey, with Knox. And like that was when they were doing more.
And that is the thing is that when you have a new system, things change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if there is just something where honestly, the other thing about it is though, it's also the quarterback. Kincaid has been getting open, and Allen is just not hitting him. Whether it's not finding him, not looking for him, not throwing the most accurate ball, there is a lack of production that happens that you could say, yeah, it's a little bit on the quarterback. Like, those two need to have a little bit more of a groove together. And it's not that Josh Allen's bad. Obviously, he won the MVP. Kincaid is getting open, so how much of it is on him? the fact that the two of them find each other to where Kincaid drops that ball on the final play of the Bills offense on that year and the fate of the Bills. That's already stupendous enough.
Right. And would you say that's
for
more...
For both of them.
Yeah.
Like for Allen to find that throw to land in a Bills player's vicinity and not get picked off or batted down, and for a player to adjust on a difficult scenario and have his arms there. The ball does ultimately squeak out, but that's not an easy catch. You do get paid money enough to where you want that to be a catch. And you do have a player that you used a high draft pick on that you would want that to be a catch. But it's still impressive nonetheless that he adjusted the route that he did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it hit him in the forearm.
Allen put up a prayer ball.
With five defenders in his face. Like, unbelievable. I remember watching that, still having a sliver of hope. And then having it all just
and
deplete.
Then our night was ruined, not just because the Bills lost, but we also did not get to do Sports Thunder.
No. Derek, we were here from like 7 in the morning all the way through.
We were ready to go.
Yes.
We were ready to live in this building for 24 hours.
Yes.
And nope, that's not what we got. That's not what we were able to be given, and life is cruel and unfair in that way.
You guys pulled off the Mac Hollins that day.
Don't remind me.
For a guy who's not even on the team anymore.
There's already enough about WGR people and feet as of like recently that like we don't need to worry about this.
Yeah.
Nate, please go get that looked at.
Yeah. And then I even saw...
We saw Owen's feet yesterday.
Yeah, Owen's feet. I was just going to say, Jeremy White tweeted at Owen. I saw that.
Nice.
Nate would appreciate that or something along those lines. Yeah.
Owen coined it Nate Feet trademark.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing too much with our feet right now, guys. This is a radio station.
We're
part of the problem.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, we are part of the problem.
All right. Let's get back in order here. I'm not going to start talking about feet for more than 2 minutes. Anyway, to go back to Kincaid, though, it's an important year for him, though, for his status on this team long term. And if they're able to get something done, if Kincaid is able to put up more of the production that Bills fans were hoping for, and what Kincaid is probably hoping for, it is a new evolution into the offense, especially one that has questions about the wide receivers. If Kincaid becomes a more reliable option and more consistent option, that's one less question we have to ask. Welcome back to the conversation, Joe, of the how is still fascinating, is it not?
Yeah. I think we're going to see Kincaid, especially pending an injury-free season. I think this is the year where you will see him take that step because that's been the question, right? We've been talking about Brandon Beans, especially around the NFL draft time. The hits he's had, right? Coleman now could be considered one of those if he puts a season together.
Yep.
He's trending in that direction already.
Coleman was trending in that direction before that injury, and then things really went off the rails to a point where Coleman publicly states he had I can't use the exact words, but he did not have a good season.
Yeah.
Is what he effectively ended up saying.
Right. Shakir, you hit on. Benford, you've hit on. Like, Brandon Bean draft prospecting, and especially Josh Allen. I mean, that's what really helps. Talk about an outlier that sways the scale in a certain direction.
You do need picks to hit more than on just being good players, though.
Right, right.
And if Kincaid can lead to some of the promise that he was effectively promised upon. Because what was it about Kincaid when he was drafted? He's basically like a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver, slot wide receiver, that's big and built like a tight end. Big Beasley was what people were calling him at the time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give me some of that promise, then that really does something for the Bills as a whole. Strengthens Bean you actually let a pick pop if you can get something of like Sam Laporta's production out of him.
Yeah. And it's
like that's a hit at that point.
It could be very intriguing to see him and Shakir work together in the slot, kind of have a dual threat going there with the big boy and the little guy at the same time. And King Knox, I still want to see involved though.
What do the Bills face more than any other team in terms of defensive zone coverages?
The too high.
Mm-hmm. What's a cover two buster?
This big tight end slot.
Tight end in the seam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the penultimate cover two buster.
It's my favorite thing to do on Madden, tight end attack. You just send the tight ends out and do a route, and then boom, you got it.
Why'd you bring Madden to this? But in actuality, though, the tight end seam is the penultimate cover two buster.
Yep.
It is the problem. That's the problem solver. So if you can get Kincaid a little bit more involved from the seam, especially with the defense that you're facing the most, it's a big relief. And that's where you're looking forward to something.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially you got Jackson Hawes now, who is specifically a blocking tight end, more of a fullback-esque player, right? And a traditional tight end, before they transition to Gronkowski-esque receivers.
Yes.
Now you can really utilize the receiving talent of Kincaid without having to use him to block, which he's not great at.
I will say Hawes is probably just more of a Quentin Morris replacement.
Oh, right. Yeah, but he's a good blocking tight end. He's better than Quentin Morris. His job was strictly to block. Yeah, he caught a couple short passes here and there, but his job, he's a blocking tight end, which you don't have to ask Kincaid to really do that. And Knox is good at both. So now you can use him as more of a hybrid role, I think. And you might see the tight end room kind of elevate as a whole because it's a better complement of players. I think Kincaid, though, and I'm not saying this just because I've signed memorabilia of him that I'm hoping the price increases on.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding. But I think he is an established starter at this point, and he's got to take the step this season. Otherwise, questions really have to be asked. And
it's a long-term issue then for him.
Yeah, it really will become a long-term issue because you look at Sam Laporta, how he hit in Detroit. Kincaid was supposed, and look at even a year later,
Bowers with
Brock Bowers, exactly.
Las Vegas.
Like you tried to do the same thing, and it's not hitting.
Currently not hitting
right now, so it needs to hit because the league as a whole is hitting on that position player. So you have to be able to do the same. And again, I have the utmost confidence in Kincaid. I like him as a player. Especially hearing what Tyler Dunn said yesterday, like you said, that play can haunt you. He's been here. He's putting in the work. He wants to get a little bigger. The front office wants him to get a little bigger. He seems to be doing that. So I'm intrigued to see how he does at training camp, preseason, and just in the regular season. You're absolutely right. He is a big reason on offense, other than the wide receiver question mark still of just the new guys. He's a big reason the how is so intriguing. And Knox, what can he do? Can he bounce back to how he was 2 years ago? Is there a chance of that?
It looked more like Knox was going to be able to answer that question more than Kincaid was able to answer his question last year. Knox was a little bit more on the reliable side of things. But
yeah.
Am I expecting him to have that career high in touchdowns again? No.
Well, he was grabbing touchdowns that were throwaway passes. You remember that?
Yes.
In the perfect game against New England.
Josh
Allen was throwing that away.
That's one of my favorite plays. It looks like a throwaway, and Knox elevates into the one place where it could be caught. And I don't know if I'd imagine Allen probably did do that on purpose.
He put it in like the in-between, like, oh, that could be a throwaway.
He's like, it's absolutely a throwaway at the worst. And at best,
it's a tutty.
At best, literally that.
Mm-hmm.
But like at worst, nobody else is touching this.
Dable was a big help for Knox, I feel like. That offensive scheme really favored Dawson Knox in the tight end position. It's why he got the contract he did. Because after that season, everyone's like, okay. And then Knox got a wrist injury.
Again, last year, Bills pass catchers, wrists.
Yep.
Not great.
The wrists have been bad. Is it Josh Allen's power? Is that what's happening at this point?
I don't
He's
maybe.
Just whipping it? Who knows?
I don't know.
Just
maybe.
Putting more strain.
It is hard to catch a Josh Allen throw.
That's what we were talking about when we were talking about the flag football in the Olympics. If he were the quarterback, are these guys really ready to catch a heater from Josh Allen?
But the thing is that also Kincaid is drafted, and Knox's production is the first thing that does immediately suffer. Because the 2 years prior to Kincaid's arrival, it's 587 yards, 517 yards, and a combined 15 touchdowns over those 2 years in 2021, 2022. So he does look like a reliable piece, and then they give him the contract. But then they also take Kincaid, which again screams to me, Ken Dorsey wanted to do something different and utilize two tight ends and then failed to properly utilize the two tight ends. And I'm not saying I don't want Dalton Kincaid here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the draft pick at the time didn't make sense. And now it is looking a little bit like it still doesn't make that much sense.
Right. I think,
but Kincaid still can, the thing is that Kincaid still can even do better, and there's a lot of room for it. But
well, especially if they're running with everybody
I don't
eats.
Know if Joe Brady has a system that wants to utilize two of them.
No,
and that will hurt more than anything, because Kincaid's rookie year he's casually got 91 targets.
Yeah. And that's in the, I mean, primarily a good chunk of that was the Dorsey
stuff. And this is where I think that it has to do with Allen, ultimately, when it comes to Kincaid. The percentage of targets to receptions, the two of them have to be better. 75 targets. His rookie year, he had 73 catches on 91 attempts.
Yeah.
75 targets.
Last season?
Last year. So that already tells you he's getting less of the football. He's being targeted less already. 44 catches.
Yeah, no, you got to be better.
Got to be better. And some of it also is on Allen.
Yeah. Both of them. The connection between the two has to be better. It has to be worked on.
It has to be better. It has to be worked on. And if you can get that catch percentage back up to an acceptable standard, Kincaid will be just fine.
If I saw 91 and 75 again, like a couple years ago, would you be happy with that?
Yes.
I would be ecstatic.
You're comfortably getting 600 yards from Dalton Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that, especially then considering, all right, what else can Dawson Knox give us? Does that mean he's in the lower end, like 200, 300 yards? And does that contract then become like a little bit of a problem?
Yeah.
Or does this take away some of the production that you might have wanted for Elijah Moore or Josh Palmer?
See, that's the thing. It might not be Brady with tight ends specifically. I think it's the everybody eats mentality.
But it's the catch percentage for me with Kincaid that is the main crux of the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
Knox, throughout his entire career, there's only one year where there's a real discrepancy. Oh, there's two of them. His rookie year where he has 50 targets.
Well,
and
he was Dawson
catches.
Drops in his rookie year, yeah.
But then also where he gets his career high in 2021.
Yeah.
On 71 targets, it's 49 catches. It's not the greatest percentage, but he has 9 touchdown catches to go with his 587 yards. The Bills, oddly enough, as an organization, have never had like the truest elite of elite tight end play throughout the entirety of their history. Like Pete Metzelaar's, Jay Riemersma, and what, maybe like Scott Chandler?
Yeah. The snow shovel, Scott Chandler, yeah.
Before Knox and Kincaid show up, those are probably the three tight ends you're naming off the top of your head that are probably the most positive.
I mean, I'd name Charles Clay off the top of my head, but he's not a very positive.
Keith McKellar? There's
not a lot.
There's not a lot. The Bills historically have never been, they've never had that elite tight end. It's weird. It is weird.
And like you said, it is the catch percentage and the target between Allen and Kincaid.
You want that catch percentage to boost because that makes your offense better.
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, Brady in general, tight end, like he looks, it's probably all not wide receiver. They're all labeled as receivers, right? If they're out running routes, it's just going to be whoever, you know, whoever gets the ball. And I know that's like, that's the problem, especially from a fantasy perspective, a sports betting perspective, just looking at the Bills last year. Putting a parlay together on a guaranteed yardage count on any player, near impossible. You don't know who's getting the ball. You don't know who's going to be the primary target for the Bills because could have been Amari Cooper, could have been Keon Coleman, could have been Khalil Shakir, could have been Dalton Kincaid. And I think that's going to just continue. The everybody eats mentality kind of eats away at specific things.
It does eat away at specific things, and it will be this. Ready? If I ask you if Dalton Kincaid's rookie year is acceptable, 75 catches, over 600 yards,
mm-hmm.
but only 2 touchdowns, is that acceptable?
I don't.
With this staff, with this group of receivers, and with the MVP quarterback, and with the running ability of James Cook. Got to remember, two receiving touchdowns might not be an indictment on Kincaid.
It just might be the
way. It just might be the red zone offense.
Yeah.
Because also, 2023 is when they struggle with the red zone offense.
But yeah, they would get into the red zone with no issue, and then they would have a problem getting into the end zone.
And, and it seemed like it was systematic because Allen had the most turnovers in the red zone after like 3 years of like not even having a problem.
The first game,
20 and in.
He turned it over in the red zone against the Jets.
And then infamously, like overtime against Minnesota.
Yes.
Like, there was something wrong with the system, and it proved itself.
It really did, because there's a change made at the coordinator position. But yeah, I think it would be acceptable. It's not stellar by any means. I would like to see more touchdowns, but also in the system, like you said, you never know. You don't know who's going to be hot on what day, and that's just what it's going to be. So you kind of have to live and die by the sword.
But
that's kind of where we're at.
If you get 650 yards,
I'd be happy.
And 71 catches from Kincaid. Touchdowns could be a variable.
Mm-hmm. That I'd be happy about. That I would be happy about. The touchdown's the only thing you'd like to just see more out of. But
that's a good season.
It's a good season.
And I don't think he's too far from that. The system might dictate it. The everybody eats mantra might dictate it. Would you like to see more? Yes. But I also do suspect there might be something about it. That all it takes is a slight increase from production in connection with the quarterback, and nobody's worried. The slightest of adjustments can make the biggest difference.
Yeah, you're right. It could be as small as that. Not as small. It's not really small, but it could be something as simple as that, just more of a connection between them and an adjustment between them. But, yeah, red zone-wise, I'm going to tell you, I think Dawson Knox is the tight end that fits better into the red zone. He's kind of been the touchdown grabber
in the
tight end
room. He's more physical of the two.
Mm-hmm. So you might see more touchdowns, less yardage, less attempts go Knox's way. But
also the Bills are also very good at running the ball in the red zone now.
Well, especially their quarterback, running backs.
So you are going to favor a more blocking type tight end than you would. So deployment matters.
Mm-hmm.
Kincaid might not even be on the field as often to go get the touchdowns because they're trying to run the football first.
Right. You got Knox and Hawes out there.
Probably. And it's not like you're going to send Jackson Hawes on the route.
No.
But that also means you're trying to run the ball first. And I'd imagine in the red zone, that's what the Bills want to do.
As long as I don't see him do the tush push eight times when it's clearly not working this season, I'm going to be fine. I think that's where I'm at.
They have a good running back.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good running back room, the three of them. Because when James Cook's off, they'll give the ball more to Ray Davis and Ty Johnson.
Well, they might just do that in general this season, because if they're not going to be able to give James Cook that figure.
You use what you, it
well,
sounds
I know that,
terrible to
but,
say this, but you utilize James Cook on your roster as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, even if it's just one of the two, like James Cook doesn't get third down reps. It's Ty Johnson, right? Like, I think you're going to see a little more of that. I know, I get what you're saying. You use what you have accessible to you. But I do also think there's a case to be made that if you're really planning on not giving him the figure and he's going to walk, then you kind of have to see if what you have is going to work. You know, like almost a doomsday scenario, if you will. Just plan for the worst and let them kind of run with it. I think they can. I have no doubt in my mind. Ray Davis and Ty Johnson could handle a running back room. They did last season. There were games all three of them scored touchdowns. There was a touchdown per running back last season.
They
were eating it
and
alive.
And that has to do also with the offensive line. And
yeah.
There's a lot still to do. There's a lot of training camp to preview. And we'll keep doing that here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this is Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
After an off-season-long standoff, a mini-camp holdout, T.J. Watt, as expected, not going anywhere. The sides agreeing on a three-year, $123 million contract extension that locks up Watt through 2028. It makes him not only now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history at $41 million per year, it is also the second-largest contract ever in Steelers history behind, oh yeah, DK Metcalf.
DK's making more than...
Whoa.
Okay.
I gotta check these numbers now.
Okay. All right, so.
Yeah, five-year, $150 million contract extension for DK Metcalf.
Wow. But so, yeah, that's kind of breaking my brain now. Like, T.J. Watt is far more valuable than D.K. Metcalf. I'm also sad that T.J. Watt signed that extension because, like, I want him to be freed from the perpetual mediocrity known as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I wanted him to come here next season. I wanted to be able to be like, okay, thanks, Bosa, for the year. Oh, we got T.J. Watt now. That's what I wanted so badly.
Yes.
Because Bosa, you got to bubble wrap him, apparently, as far as that seems right now. Dude's already sidelined, so, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd imagine he'll be able to play the majority of the season, though.
I agree. I'm just saying, it's kind of funny. Like, the one concern everybody had was injury, and then he tweaked his calf or something, like in OTAs, and then that was that.
Yeah, so... I really don't understand the Pittsburgh Steelers' way of thinking at this point. They don't recognize that, like, sports is a cycle. And sometimes you are not supposed to be, like...
You're repeating... History should not repeat itself, and you're repeating history.
It's that the last 4 years has been different for them in terms of having winning records. It has been thoroughly unimpressive in how they do it. And... They, oddly enough, they take first place in the North just 3 years ago. Or is it 4 years ago? 4 years ago. 2021.
Mm-hmm.
They start 11-0.
I remember how excited I was thinking they would beat the Chiefs in that playoff. I was, oh, that was something else.
Here's the thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers, ready? their losses blend in together so much, you don't remember which one is which.
I remember when they beat the Bills in the beginning of that season.
Because the thing that you're mentioning there, that's not when they lose to the Chiefs.
In the wild card?
That's when they lose to the Browns.
Oh, man. Wait, what?
That was the 2020 season.
Oh.
It was played in the 2021
year. See, I don't remember
that.
Okay, so the 2021 season, though, that was the game before 13 seconds. The Chiefs played in the wild card against the Steelers, if I'm remembering correctly, right?
Let's see here.
That would be in 2022 game was
okay,
played.
Okay, so that's 5 years ago. 5 years ago is 2020 when they lose in the wild card round, and it's 12-4. That's when they win the first 11 games of their year. They lose to Cleveland that day. That's the year that happens. So I was right. The 2021 season, when they lose in the wild card round, it's that they're 9-7-1, and they lose to the Chiefs.
Yes. You weren't talking about the 2021 season?
I was talking about the 2020 season. Then I mixed it up. I said 2021, and then I threw in the 2021 wild card.
I understand.
Game.
That's why I was thinking of that wild card.
Okay. That was 2020.
We're back on track. We're there.
But that's the thing. They've been so unremarkable these last 5 years. Mm-hmm. 6 years, because they go 8-8. 7 years, because in 2018 they missed the playoffs at 9-6-1.
When they over 500, though.
That's the Le'Veon Bell holdout year.
Mm-hmm. Now he's a boxer.
Like, ever since 2018, they've been thoroughly unimpressive, even when they had a good record, 12-4 in 2020, for example, when they win their first 11 games. Then back-to-back losses to Washington, then Buffalo, start a collapse.
I have a question for you.
And then they lose in the most heinous way, getting smacked around by the Browns.
What did the great Albert Einstein used to say, Derek? Other than the theories of physics and all that.
I was going to say E equals MC squared.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
And I knew that's where
you were going.
That
seems to be similar to what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing right
now. I
know
that's where you're going. I just didn't want to answer it.
No, I know.
I wanted you to say it. Have your moment. And that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers have been doing. In the last 5 years, they have only had a positive point differential twice. They've made the playoffs 4 times. Which says more about the 7th seed.
Yeah.
Than anything. Yes, I know they were the 6th seed last year. Shut up, everybody. But it says more about the expanded playoff field than anything else. Joe, can you tell me, since 2020... Actually, no. I'm going to take 2020 out of this.
Okay.
Since 2021, these last 4 years, can you give me the highest rank that the offense has had for the Pittsburgh Steelers out of 32?
30.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Okay, 25?
The highest was last year with Russell Wilson at quarterback, 16th.
Okay.
That is the high point.
What was the low?
2 years ago when they faced the Buffalo Bills in the wild card and they have the 28th ranked offense.
Okay. So they were hovering around 30 at one point.
God.
What a nightmare scenario. If I'm TJ Watt,
why would you sign this?
Yeah, why would you accept this?
Because he's the reason that they win games.
When is Tomlin's contract up?
Never.
He signed a blood oath. You're absolutely right. Just to keep... So it extends through the 2027 NFL season, the end of the 2027 season.
Wow.
So he's got 2 more years. 3 more seasons, technically.
3 more seasons.
But 2 more, like, in year years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if he makes the playoffs in 2028, technically, in the 2027 season, that would be the end.
Yep, exactly. Wow.
Unbelievable. And guess what? You know what I think? Be like, hey.
You can't keep surviving like this.
Here's an extension, Mike.
You can't keep surviving like this, though.
You don't think if he... What if they go... What if they win 10 games and make the wild card again?
What, all 3 years?
Yeah.
First of all, the league's broken.
If that's happening. But what if?
But
it's
second
just a strictly what-if scenario.
Never stop your enemy from making a mistake. The league is perfectly content with allowing the Pittsburgh Steelers to spin the wheels. Because all they are is mediocre defined.
Right. They're not
their
getting...
win total will change year to year, whether it be 9 or 10 wins. But every year, they are mediocrity defined. This is where my blood feud with the Tennessee Titans started. Because they were mediocrity defined. They were nothing special. So I needed to make them special. In order to watch a game, I had to hate them. The Pittsburgh Steelers have turned into that. The Pittsburgh Steelers have just become this pool of meh. Getting to the playoffs twice with negative point differentials.
They find ways to do it. That's why you got to think it might be a blood oath or something at some point.
They inspire no hope. They are just this, quite frankly, cavalcade of disappointment. They always start strong, fizzle out, including aforementioned 2020. But infamously, when this whole thing starts, like this streak now of them being okay, when they miss the playoffs at 9-6-1. They have over a 90% chance of making the playoffs halfway through the year, and then they collapse. There's nothing about them that is just, like, anything good.
Mm-mm. No, there's nothing about them that's good. And, I mean, at least the league talk surrounding them isn't like what the hometown hockey team's receiving, reportedly, right now.
It just,
so.
But the thing is that they keep... just going with, okay, we'll try to be a contender again this year. We're going to sign Aaron Rodgers. We're going to bring in Jalen Ramsey, trade for DK Metcalf.
They've been in win now for the past like 5 years and haven't gotten past the wild card.
The problem is they haven't won anything.
Yes, exactly. That's the issue.
The last 5 years in their win now mode, they've won one division title.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They've bitten the dust.
That's the whole list. They have won no playoff games. They've won no inspiration of hope for the fan base.
It's crazy that in those 5 years, they've even done that with Joe Burrow, with Lamar Jackson. Like, that was on the beginning end of it, but like, still.
But even in 2020, they win the AFC North, collapse, and then get smacked around by the Browns.
Yeah.
The Browns have won a playoff game sooner than you have. More recently.
Yep.
And Cleveland, if you want to talk about self-sabotage and not stopping your enemy from making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Jettisons the quarterback that was ushering in a new successful period for Cleveland.
Right. Played through, by the way, multiple injuries for them.
For the worst person ever that ended up helping with create an NFL collusion case about guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
It's relevant. I want to keep it relevant. Pablo Torre finds out. Go watch it. But it's incredible. You have not won a playoff game. Since 2016. For a franchise whose coach has said, the standard is the standard. Well, the standard right now has definitely declined.
The standard's been mediocrity at best.
It is sad to see a proud franchise like this just decide, we're just going to keep doing our own thing. And then they extend the general manager who has been part of this. Omar Khan gets an extension as he's the guy currently giving you no plan other than, all right, let's find someone else to bring in here just to try to keep ourselves relevant. This is a fan base that has not bottomed out since 2003 when they went 6-10. And would eventually end up drafting Ben Roethlisberger, by the way.
If they go over 500 this season, they beat the Dallas Cowboys record.
Cool.
That's an achievement for them. And that'll be, wow, look at this successful stint of football we've had.
And then, congratulations, you're picking 21st because you lost in the wild card round in a good quarterback class where teams are going to be picking them before you and you get nobody again.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to hitch your wagon on Aaron Rodgers.
Or you hitch the wagon for another year with A-Rod.
Like how you hitch the wagon with Russell Wilson for 1 year.
Not even, though. You don't even hang on to Justin Fields, who you had working into the system with Russell Wilson. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it just...
Why wouldn't you hang on to him as a backup and then eventually let him take over when Rodgers walks?
Oddly enough, there were reports that that was the plan.
And then
part of the.
But if you're Fields, you took the job out of training camp and then you got benched. Why would you trust that coaching staff?
That was bad. I remember when that happened.
And it's not like Wilson tore the league up. He played better. He was better than Fields.
He's Russell Wilson. He's above average. That's what you're going to get now from an older Russell Wilson. And they ended up with
literally the middle of the league in terms of points.
Now you're down George Pickens.
23rd, by the way, in yards. Here's your fun one. Since 2020, the rank in yards per game from their offense has been 23rd. Oh, from 2020 on, ready? 24, 23, 23, 25, 23. You know what gets them their points? Chris Boswell.
Chris Boswell. That's crazy.
Chris Boswell kicks their field goals. Thank goodness they have a good kicker. Or else they would have had this streak of theirs break a long time ago.
Can make all the difference. A good kicker.
Again, they inspire no hope.
That's the kicker.
Good time to take a break here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Remember when this was the Sabres power play song?
It was?
Yes. It was awesome. Except, well, actually it was before their power play was bad. So, yeah. Coheed and Cambria. Always good. Always a good time. Last segment here of hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. And my day is nowhere near done when we're done with the show here today. I have to head downtown and join Alex Brasky for the tail end of MafiaCon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already out there, I'd imagine you are. You're probably hearing from some good people right now. But if you're listening to us on your way in, that's also fantastic, and thank you. But yes, so I'm nowhere near done. This is going to be a whirlwind of a day for me. But it is nice, though, that like I've already had my plan. Like, we're already ready to go, good to go. But I do think that there is something to mention here, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes you get a company email about like, hey, join us for X event or something like that.
Oh, yes, sometimes, yes.
Yeah, sometimes you get something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got one of these.
We did.
And one of the dates is for Thursday, July 31st.
Oh.
I already am not going to be in town.
Right.
As we know. I've made that mention to you. It's not only that, though. It's Thursday, July 31st at 8 p.m. And I do have half of a mind to hit reply all and say, I have to watch the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, God. Not this again. Not this again.
You went consecutive weeks about the hot dog eating competition. This mm-hmm. is what I'm going to get you back.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm very busy on Thursday, July 31st at 8 p.m. I'm going to be watching the Hall of Fame game.
I might try and go so I can fade the Hall of Fame game.
Get out of here. You're going to be getting a text from me. And if I see that you're on a boat, I'm going to be massively disappointed.
I'm going to send you a picture around the boat.
That's
what's going to end up happening.
I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to like this.
I mean, I could just go completely rattle you and just like go to the location, take a picture, and then walk away, and then go turn on the Hall of Fame game just in spite.
Better.
No.
I've got one better for you.
Okay.
I need someone taking a picture of you on said boat watching the Hall of Fame game on your phone.
just staring and staring into my phone. I'm not an iPad kid, though. You know?
Just imagine that, though. Like, somebody's on this thing, and it's like, they're just on their phone watching the worst football game that you're going to see this year.
Yeah, during the hour-long thunderstorm delay, I'm just glued to it. All eyes on the Hall of Fame thunderstorm delay. Because it's mid-July.
It's late July, buddy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That game is.
We're in the Ides of July. Oh, yeah. Technically, the game's the 31st,
yes,
right?
That's that's the joke that we're going on here. So, yeah, I did debate responding all to a company-wide email saying that I'm too busy watching the Hall of Fame game.
Did you just do that?
No.
Oh.
I said I considered it.
Oh. I think you should do it.
Maybe I will. We'll see if this actually happens or not. That'd be the weirdest email to get from somebody in a corporate email. I'm busy. I'm watching the Hall of Fame game. Oh, are you going to Canton? No.
No, not quite.
Mike Schilt brought it up actually earlier in the week. Of would you like it'd be a hindrance to be offered to go to the Hall of Fame game?
Oh, so he's
like in Canton?
Yeah. Is like he anti-Hall of Fame game?
It's not a good gift because then you have to stay there and watch the whole game because you paid. Like, not that you paid for it, but they were given to you.
Right. But you had, there's an investment in, like, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I would do it. I'd go.
I would not.
I would go. I would do it. If someone handed me tickets for free, I would absolutely go.
Would you really?
It's a good gift.
I don't know.
I love that. That's very thoughtful.
I'll make sure to do that then. I'll see how cheap they are. I'm going to hand them to you. I'm going to be like, oh, you know what? You're an indie. Let's take a quick go. You should take a quick trip to Ohio. Go to Canton.
Hey, I could do both. I could absolutely do both.
I'll see what the going price is.
All right. And while you do that, we'll take a timeout. Come back here for hour number three of Sports Talk Saturday. He's Joe Kelly. I'm Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.